Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, are Missy Paskey-Wood, mm-hmm. who's Executive Director of the Festival International de Louisiane, and Tucker Sappington, who is the VP of Marketing on their board and has been involved with Festival for quite some time in a variety of ways. You all are thrilled, of course, also, because you recently had your pin party, the unveiling of the pin, the artwork that, of course, creates the poster and the pin. And as you were saying, it really is sort of like that first carnival ball opening up.
That's a good way.
Yes. Or for the football fans out there, an opening kickoff.
Opening kickoff, you're
That's
right.
right. Yeah.
That's a good
That's
way
right.
to say it. The season has begun now.
It's just for you, Tucker. Yeah.
Festival kickoff has occurred. And you're very, very happy about the artwork this year. Yes. And everyone who has seen it has just complimented it so highly. The name of the artist is Dee Dee Manley. And this is someone that Tucker, you were mentioning that you've known and really appreciate her artwork.
Yeah. When we started the process of narrowing down who we were looking at in the Acadiana area, Dee Dee's name kept coming up. It just kind of kept coming back into play, and especially with the amazing artists that we've had beforehand, like Fred Daspit and Donald LeBlanc, and you know all those people who've come in before Dee Dee did. Her name just kept coming back around, and when we brought her in, she was so excited that we even were thinking about her that she didn't realize that we were telling her we wanted her to be the artist this year. And so when we asked her, she said, this is a no-brainer. I want to be the festival artist. She said, this is one of my goals in life. And I said, well, your name just kept coming back, and we knew we had to. And then she did. She created one of the most beautiful pieces I've seen in a long time. And we were just talking about the size of it earlier before we started, and it's a fairly large canvas, and her inspiration was from a photo she saw, and I think that Missy can give a really good detail of that.
Yeah, so. She was explaining that really nicely, and I guess we'll talk more about that, but just how Festival really has this this wonderful wave effect and inspires
Absolutely.
So many people.
Well, if anybody is listening and they're near a computer or near their smartphone, which I know so many of us are, you can actually go to the Festival Facebook page, and it is the cover photo. So you can click on it and actually see the piece. So you don't have to rely
to
on my – try and imagine this gorgeous gorgeous painting, because I won't do it justice. But essentially, one of the things that I like, just as a, I guess as an art nerd for many different forms, is that our pin, we always like to say, is a separate piece of artwork inspired by the festival piece. Mm-hmm. So that's one connection. And then the festival artwork this year was inspired by a photograph. That's another medium that was taken of a performance last year by a band, Niaz. And essentially there's a woman who dances, and a lot of people who are listening right now will remember this because it was a favorite, but she would spin and meditate. And so Dee Dee saw these photos and was so inspired that that's what she created. So it's a beautiful painting of a woman with her arms outstretched mid-spin, and she's in this otherworldly area. There's these two beautiful orbs, and the name of the piece is called Unity, Love, Music. And it's really arresting. I love big art. I love it. I mean, that's what I love in my house. That's what I like to see on the wall in this studio.
Yeah. Well, and just to express that whirling that the woman was
yes.
doing, you really did need that space and that yeah. large piece.
Dee Dee mm-hmm. had – I can't remember if she told me this or if it's somebody told me Dee Dee said, but I guess she said, oh, I need to put on a long skirt and spin in the studio so that I can get a really good idea of what your Spire. Skirt would do, what your mm-hmm. you know, what the mm-hmm. sleeves would do, all that sort of stuff. And you really feel the movement when you look at it.
Well, Niaz inspired so many people last year. They were just amazed and in awe of mm-hmm. that performance, not only the music, but the performance of the whirling dancer mm-hmm. on stage.
We actually reached out to them and let them know that a photograph of their performance has inspired this piece. And on if you go to our Facebook page, we put the picture. And if you read through the comments, there's a comment, and it's by a dancer named Tanya, and it's her. And she said, do I get a poster because I inspired? And we said, you know what? Okie doke.
So.
It sounds like yeah. a plan. It's in the yeah. mail. But I mean, what an amazing thing. And again, it's those it's that, you know, circle. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's circumvented.
It yeah, exactly. How it goes all the way around. So, you know, this begat.
13 mm-hmm. inspired 14, literally. Exactly. So it's crazy.
That's right. Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's right. There's a connection each year between the performers, the artwork, the music. People just stay in that
circular. If we could be that lucky every single year to have that inspiration, we would be maybe too lucky, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Karma would come around at some point. We'd just
could
be too lucky.
It could become a tradition.
Yeah.
So it's the artwork is created into a pin.
Yes.
And then into a poster. The two
and
of you
I
are...
actually have one to present to
you. We will put this up on KRVS's Facebook soon.
Yeah.
And show you. And it has that lovely circular whirling feeling. It in itself, as you said, is its own piece of artwork that is created from the original art. And who did the poster and the pin?
It's Bert Duran at BBR Creative. He's there. I might get his title wrong. He's there either their head illustrator, their art director.
Graphic designer almost. It really takes it further than just a graphic designer.
He's their ridiculously talented
human awesome.
Being who designs a lot of beautiful
things.
His card
should just say, I'm really good
I'm really, really
at
good.
Taking things and making them awesome.
Yes. Well, and so he's my friend on Twitter. So,
you go. Yeah.
In addition, the circle grows larger. So he took this lovely piece of fine art and with graphic art created the poster and the pin that everyone can have. One of.
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, they are available for purchase today.
Okay. So you didn't have to go to the pin party.
You can
get
go
your own.
To festivalinternational.com. Mm-hmm. You can order them online now, the pin and the poster. You can order the pin by itself or in bulk if you would like to.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have actually been shocked, Tucker, the number of people who have popped in to buy 25 at a time, because we do give a slight discount if people want to do that. But like folks will buy them for their all of their employees or their all of their families and I think what a wonderful gift. Somebody said actually that maybe they would buy the pin and then mail it to people who aren't living here either any longer or family or friends to inspire them to come back. To say, buy that plane ticket. Here's your pin.
Well,
come and see us for festival.
You really feel that people more and more are feeling this is a way of connecting each other to the festival, even if they're living far away. I saw on Facebook just after the party, several people who lived in other states who were immediately posting the artwork that you all had put up. So I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, last night, one of my really good friends told me, he said, I see your pin. He said, y'all have unveiled it. I said, yeah. He said, well, my niece was just born, and I want to buy a pin for every year for her, and I want to give it to her when she's old enough to know what festival is. And I said, that is a very interesting thought that – yeah, she has no idea now, but you already know how important it is to you that you know that that's going to be important to her one day.
That's right.
And I said, that's
it gives me goosebumps.
Doesn't
I didn't know that. Tucker
it
didn't
just
tell
happened
me that story. I'm not pretending.
It just happened last night. It literally was said to me, and I was really impressed, and I was like, it's just the mentality. And
well, and by the time she starts school on her little backpack, she'll have a whole
exactly.
pin
she'll
already.
Probably be the coolest kid in school without a doubt at that point.
Well, now that you've given all these parents this idea, though, there could be a whole little generation.
Hey, that's fine.
With pins
and there's
on their
even
backpacks.
Actually there's vintage pins on the
we
on
do
the
have
website.
Vintage pins still.
So even if your baby was born a couple years ago, you could probably catch up.
That's a good idea.
When was the first pin put out? Was it put out with
the very first festival? We had the very first pin, and. I don't want to say this for sure.
Don't put this on the radio.
Don't put this on the radio, Cecil. Can you take care of this, please?
It's going to be on our podcast.
The very first pin was kind of the swirl in itself that kind of started in 86, 87. That you see that it's kind of become our symbol, the swirl, that festival swirl. Mm-hmm. So that was the very first couple of them. And from there, the artwork really started to come into play. And that's when we started adding all of our different visions, all of our different parts of our statements, our mission statement, what we are, and it just kind of spread from there. So,
Well, now does the poster again? Is that on your website? People can see what he's created out of this.
Well, and what's interesting is the piece was so beautiful. So it's the piece, but then he incorporated our mission into it. So theater, art, music, dance, cinema, cuisine are woven into that ether that I was describing that she's spinning through, and so in a very natural way, it doesn't take you out of the piece at all. I've already reserved. Honey, plan on getting this guy framed for me because I like it.
We actually have a limited number of signed posters as well. Mm-hmm. I think some people forget that. We only do up to the number of years we've had in festivals. So there's only going to be 28 signed posters and
I
numbered.
Did not know
so
that.
She needs to. Anyone who's interested might want to call Missy as soon as possible, let her know.
So I think so. And I think you can reserve them. And I believe there's an additional donation.
Yeah, an additional donation, yes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Tax deductible, may I say. But yes, there is an additional donation.
That's a long time to wait for, say, 100 sign posters. I know that the festival will be around then.
Yeah.
But what an interesting idea to just add one more sign poster.
A lot of people don't know that about our posters.
No, absolutely not. That makes it makes them even more special and really collector's items. If you all are tuning in just now, my guests are the executive director of Festival International de Louisiane, Missy Paskey-Wood, and Tucker Sappington, who's the VP of Marketing for Festival. Now, Missy, it's hard to believe that you haven't even been with Festival a year. Your enthusiasm and excitement about Festival is so infectious that people would assume you've been with Festival for so long.
Well, I just hit my 90 days, so 90 they can't get rid of me easy now.
Okay. I'm sure there was a bell rung and champagne popping. Oh. Well, how are you feeling now that you, I mean, of course, the excitement of Festival is coming up, but how has it been over the last 90 days?
It's been fantastic. I have to say, just on a personal note, personality note, I like deadlines. I like activity. And I swear to goodness, the day after, after the new year, everybody was back at the office and you could feel the electric charge. And people had said that to me, okay, we're getting everything ready and there's still a lot to do. I mean, fall was busy. Fall is when we're creating all these pieces. Fall is when we're going back and forth working on all this stuff. But they said it really starts in January. And it was true.
There's
and
no
I
more
love
buffer.
It. Love it. I mean, it's just so much excitement because that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not nervous energy. It's excited, focused energy. And that's the kind that you want to go to work to every day.
Mm-hmm. She's not lying. That's exactly how it is. When walking back in after the new year, the sense is just totally different. And you're ready.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's the kickoff. It's carnival
season.
Well,
and we're, the lineup is solidified now. Okay. And all that kind of stuff. And I'm saying that to you not because I'm going to give you a hint. Nice try. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to let you try.
Yeah. But you could have slipped right there.
I know. I'm trying to think of somebody. Elvis. Elvis is going to be there. No.
Wait. Have they not schooled you in how those rumors get started?
I know. Well, that's why I was starting with Elvis.
Just like that.
Yeah. He's not dead. He's coming to
Where do you think the rumors come from?
I mean, you all could do a whole workshop on past rumors.
That's
right. Oh. I mean, I remember them very well.
Everyone who's supposed to have come out. Oh.
That's right.
But
that's
from
right.
what I understand, every 7, 8, or 9, one of them comes true. So that's
so
the fun thing about the
rumors.
But Elvis, unfortunately,
yes,
you know,
Virginia,
if anybody's
there
listening out
a...
there. Yeah, I know. But anyway, we're doing those final contracts now. And so that's really exciting to maybe get people who we were hoping, who we were saving that spot for, who we were, penciling in, starting to use ink maybe. And now we can say, okay, this is what it's going to be. But we'll be able to release that in mid-February, February 14th. That's our Valentine.
Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yes, it's our Valentine. And so now we're working on our mobile app and getting all that information so that when we release it to the public, all the information you need is there. So everybody can, download the app, start building their schedules and doing all the fun
Celebrate
stuff you get
together,
to do.
Yeah. And start coordinating who they're
exactly,
going to see.
Exactly. All right. You have to take the kid for this one. I'll take the kid for that one because I'm going to go to the
– You know that drill. So, Tucker, you're the VP of marketing. So there's a lot that's being unveiled here. You have the pin and the poster and the artwork that's been unveiled. Everyone is excitedly, expectantly awaiting for the lineup that will be coming out on Valentine's Day. Is there something in between now and Valentine's Day that can, I'm sure people want a little
that
something.
That they can grasp onto right now?
That's right.
Well, they can re-listen to this podcast, and it would be great for you.
Well, actually, we do have some stuff in between.
But we do.
Yeah, in a few weeks, we're going to be opening the Career to Festival registration, and that's the 5K. And I know people look forward to that every year, and that's going to be in early February. And if you want to make sure you hear about that, again, like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter. I mean, that is the best way to make sure you don't miss anything.
To find out the rollout of everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our volunteer push is going to start in there, too. And we need a couple more weeks to get all of the shifts entered in, and then we'll be able to open that up. And we use 2,000. Let me just repeat that. 2,000. That's 3 zeros, everybody. Volunteers.
It's a small village.
I know. It is. It's the population of some of our neighboring towns.
It really is.
In 5 days. And so it's a really great way to experience festival in another way. And the more I look through these different types of shifts and these different roles, even I'm surprised at, we have that. I just came from meeting for our baby care center that was a brand new thing last year, and we're going to expand it this year, and we'll need to staff it. So there's probably people out there who say, grandma wants to volunteer, but she thinks there's just a trash crew. Well, I got a place for her. I got a baby care center. You know, I need somebody to greet new moms at the door and show them where to change their babies. You know, so there's a million places that we could use everybody's help. So, again, if you're interested in volunteering with your family or a group, we'd love to hear from you.
I think that's one of the things people appreciate most about festival after the performers, the music and the excitement, is the way you all respond to people's needs.
Yeah. Well, and that's our biggest concern is that, you know, this is a free festival. This festival started from here, from the roots, to build up around the community. And you need to reach out and find those needs of the community, what they want to see when they come here. We're not like anywhere else. You're not walking through a gate to show up at this festival. You're going into a place that you've always walked to your whole life and said, you know what, I'm going to this stage or this stage, but in the meantime, I want to eat this, or I want to see this theater performance, or you know what, I kind of thought about what heritage do we have here? What like local culture do we have happening? Oh, it's right over here. We have to hit every demographic because, you know, free does bring a lot. So, you know, you have to take that on too and say, you know, we got to prepare for everybody. So,
right. But you work very hard at making it very fluid. And I think people really appreciate that. It feels free. It feels like this whirling dance that you're not just going to one place and you're stuck in that one place. You're really trying to respond to how people experience festival, what their needs are in order to experience festival. Mm-hmm. And that's really appreciated by the community.
Well, and the community takes ownership in the role of volunteers. And when those 2,000 volunteers come out in 5 days, you see a difference in the face of someone who volunteers and sees the behind the scenes, and they go, you know, I do this every year because I can do this one shift right now, and then if I need to,
I can give 3 hours.
I can give 3 hours for the 72 hours that I'm out here throughout the entire 5-day process.
Yeah.
It's really an awesome feeling to see, and especially when the younger community starts to really start getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky because UL is having spring break that same week, and so is Lafayette Public Schools. So we're very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot more younger people stepping into place. That'll be great. So,
well, and you really feel that on campus. I mean, I know you, Tucker, work on campus. I'm here on campus, and you can feel the excitement for festival. The kids hear about it. They know about it early. They participate either as volunteers.
Yeah.
And I see the kids making out their schedules, what they're going to see, their music schedules.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we have our interns in the spring semester, and those are sought-after internships that we interview a lot of people for, and they're all, you know, students at the UL. Mm-hmm. And so that just goes to show. And what's really interesting is that some of our interns are local who are from here and they've known about festival their whole life and they're so excited to have that PR internship at festival. But there's some other folks who say, I was brand new. I just got here when I was a freshman and I love festival. And it's only my third year living here in Lafayette, so I didn't know about it. I came from somewhere else in Louisiana or somewhere further afield. But, I mean, we grab them and snatch them quick.
Well, that transforms it transforms their experience of this community, of the university, of Lafayette, Louisiana. It's very transformative. And for many of them, it encourages them to go into music or festival administration. It's really determined a lot of their future. So just an amazing swirl, just this all points. And, of course, your pin party was at the university. It took place at the Art Museum.
It did this year. We're very, very excited to have partnered with the UL Art Museum, and Lance Harris, the executive director over there, did a phenomenal job of working with us and really helping us kind of step away from the downtown area and try something a little new. And I thought it was gorgeous. I thought it was a beautiful event. It was my event. So I thought
it was
a beautiful event.
Really?
It was really unique and great. And so and Dee Dee's piece just kind of being unveiled there, and then the pen and the poster by Bert. And it was really an awesome evening.
And I got to meet everybody who I'd either been emailing or had reached out to wish me good luck or something. Now I could finally put all these faces with names. But I made the joke. I felt like I was at my wedding because you'd say hello to somebody, you know, shake hands. Oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. And then you get somebody comes over and grabs your elbow and says, I want you to meet so-and-so. And I felt like
it was
I was
your debut.
Exactly.
One of the moments was great, though. I was sitting finally for the first time in a long time, and I was sitting in one of the couches there, and there were people all around me, and Missy just busted in thinking, hi, No, never mind. This is not you. Who I already met you. So I've got to go. It was perfect.
Well, because it was a bunch of our board members. And so I thought, oh, they must be gathered around someone very important.
Well,
and it was me.
You can never be too enthusiastic or introduce yourself too many times to the same person. So that was fine. Again, Missy Paskey-Wood, who is, I don't want to say the new director. You've been in 90 days now. So you're seasoned. You've met everybody.
She's good.
And you're coming
down. I'm seasoned
down
like a good gumbo. Right? Yeah.
There you go.
And you're in the last lap for festival. The pins are out. The poster's out. The artwork is out.
Yes,
you can see that, as Missy was saying, on the Facebook page, on the website. And there are a lot of things that are going to be rolling out. So even more reason to like the Facebook page so you'll hear about volunteer opportunities and you'll know when things are going to be posted. And,
And get to know the artists. When that lineup happens, we start to share so you can really get to know and understand who you want to see. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, interjecting there that KRVS will be carrying it live.
That's right.
So particularly all those people who are living in other places, other states, new graduates, or people who've had to move away, we're so grateful that we're able to offer that to people who cannot be at festival there. So we're looking forward to that, and we always look forward to the lineup as well, so we'll know what's going to be on our airwaves. Anything else people need to know right now about how to get involved? I guess, really, again, the Facebook page is the best way, and
It might be worth mentioning that if, you know, I know there are a bunch of art lovers who are listening right now. And so if you do want to see the piece, it's actually in the front window of our office.
You can walk right by.
And so you can walk right by. We're right on Jefferson there. And you can even feel free to pop into our lobby. We are friendly. And people have been popping in to take a look at the piece. So come on in. Come on in and say hi.
Yeah, find a reason to head downtown.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go to some galleries down there.
Yeah.
And then stop in the
Absolutely.
Festival office and see the artwork and gather more information about what's been going on. And, of course, I'm assuming that you have pins there as well.
We do have some pins on site. We can get
pins
and a few posters, too.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm. So your one-stop shop for things festival at the festival office downtown. But, of course, there is online the website and Facebook as well. Again, my guests, Missy Paskey-Wood and Tucker Sappington, with Festival International de Louisiane. And what is the dates? What are the dates for those?
The 23rd through the 27th.
Okay. And the 23rd is the Wednesday.
Yes.
Is that when you're starting it? Okay. Yeah. So mark those on your calendar if you haven't already.
It's the weekend after Easter. So it'll be great. Everybody who gave up anything for Lent can enjoy it at festival.
You can indulge.
You can go right back.
Exactly. We've been sampling the food this week. So let me tell you, there's going to be some indulging.
Well, what a great idea. What a way to end Lent and celebrate the renewal and springtime and so many great things to celebrate. Well, we'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to having you all back as the festival gets closer to talk about the courier and volunteer opportunities and that lineup when you all reveal it. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Tucker.